Time for our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But the esteemed Rick Caro, the sports professor, he is an attorney, and he joins us now. Good morning, Rick.
How are you? I'd rather be where you are. I'm under a payphone at the gate at Fort Lauderdale Airport, heading to Atlanta for the Saints-Falcons right after I hang up with you and my Fox Sports radio show. But I'd rather be playing at Abacoa, but I guess I wouldn't be good enough to play in that event that they're playing in now. So I would just watch, I think, and be with you.
I'm not good enough either, Rick, but I still play in the Palm Beach County Golf Association's event anyways. They still have payphones?
Yeah, actually, can you imagine that? I'm actually doing this on a cell phone under the bank of payphones because this is a great segment, but my hour show that follows this, I don't know if I'll have enough juice for that. But yeah, isn't that amazing? I have my typewriter, right, my pieces of paper, and my payphones. I'm 0-for-3 as far as technology.
No, well, no shocker there, Rick.
Oh, you're there. Congratulations to your family.
Thank
How are you?
Much.
Everything, are you basking in the glow of being a political brother now?
Yeah, I was saying, is there any specific laws that my brother can get passed to banish sports talk radio experts?
Well, that would be a very easy thing for him to do, but I noticed the wonderful profile in the Palm Beach Post.
That's right.
I didn't see a whole lot of stuff about how his brother was important to his success, but I guess that was just kind of implicit, right?
He knows, Rick. He knows deep down I was the driving force behind it. At least George Bennett gave me a quote, so I was happy with that.
Tom Rooney's victory.
That quote was okay. Tom Rooney, the new congressman for the area, really kind of excited about our inside access now in the future, right?
Perhaps Tom's victory is the dawning of the new Camelot, the Rooney family.
There you go.
Politics. Well, speaking of a victory, Barack Obama was victorious last week, and he will be 44, number 44, the 44th president of the United States. He is president-elect now. And, Rick, what does that mean for the sports world and the golf world?
Well, here's what it means for the sports world. He likes Planters Trail Mix. He drinks Black Forest Berry Honest Tea. He has a Ford Escape that's valued at $34,000. So we have some immediate endorsement opportunities for the president. I'm not sure he'll allow himself to do that. The bowling alley that Richard Nixon built will now be turned into a basketball court quite clearly. And Oregon State is now a factor in basketball because his brother-in-law is the head coach. In all seriousness, what it's going to mean probably is a shakeup for everybody. And, you know, all you need to do is take a look at what the country looks like now to realize that there's a change. And, you know, you didn't need me to say that, but in the sports world, very immediately, and I suspect in the golf world too, with all of the millionaires that Tiger Woods has helped create, does the increase in income tax happen this year, next year, 4 years from now? You got to look at that. And also something I know, Pat, that you're very close to, although we don't have to talk about it specifically, with the capital gains issue going up 4%, 5% now or a year from now, there are franchises in the NFL and others that are looking to change ownership structure, and the capital gains tax is really important to that.
Yeah, I mean, that is obviously a huge issue, and that is one of those instances where politicians can influence sports, maybe more so directly than indirectly, but certainly an impact. But one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Rick, is how directly can a politician, specifically a president, impact the sport? We had, President Bush II come out against steroids in one of his presidential addresses, and I'm not saying directly because of that, but the sports world seems to have gotten a little bit of a handle on that. You have a guy like Arlen Specter in Pennsylvania who always seems to be harping on the NFL and antitrust stuff with the NFL Network and things like that, and I don't know if he's making inroads there or not. But now you have Barack Obama, who one of the things he's talked about was a playoff system for college football. How directly impactful can these guys be on specific issues in the sports world?
Moral persuasion. And if they wanted to make it their top issue, they could go a long way toward trying to get it done. I suspect the president-elect will tackle things that are easier than getting a playoff system done, like promoting world peace and ending nuclear weaponry. I'm not sure how far he really can go in a playoff system, right? Because remember on Monday night with Chris Berman, he talked about that as being one of those things that he would like to see are two different things, especially since, as you know, there is a rumor that the BCS is asking for a 60 10% increase in the rights fees for the next round of games after this contract is over. So on the one hand, you see Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Texas, all vying for that third, fourth, and fifth spot in the polls. By the way,
Don't forget my Gators, Rick.
I'll get to that. Just wait a second. One quick answer to this. You realize that after Oklahoma beats Texas Tech, which is probable in 2 weeks, you have a three-team Big 12 conference round robin, basically, where every one of those three teams, Texas, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma, are 1-1 against each other, right?
Right.
And
one
Florida
loss
and Alabama
and one,
are 1-2, and Alabama, Florida. It doesn't really matter which one because they meet each other, right? And that'll be solved on the field. So whoever is 3, 4, and 5 is very important, because no doubt they're going to be the one that looks like number two after either Florida and Alabama win. Now, the good thing is we'll talk about that until we're blue in the face for the next 4 weeks. The
right.
bad thing is we've got everybody saying, oh, we need a playoff system.
Well, I have no doubt in my mind if the Gators win out, including the SEC championship against Alabama, they will be either 1 or 2 in the BCS. There's no doubt in my mind, at least, in regards to that. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760, broadcasting live this morning from the Abacoa Golf Club in Jupiter. And right now we're speaking with our good buddy, sports professor Rick Haro. It's our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. Rick, last question for you. Barack Obama also possibly helping the bid for the 2016 Olympics. Of course, Chicago is in the running against Tokyo, Madrid, and Rio de Janeiro as one of the four finalists. And apparently, Obama will likely, he's expected to attend the Copenhagen meeting to speak on behalf of the U.S. Early next year. And the host committee will choose on October 2nd, 2009. So about 11 months away. What have you heard about this?
Well, I've heard that that's probable. And again, it's all about timing. Look, you know, New York put together a fantastic bid for 2012. Wasn't the right deal. They had some problems as far as the stadium was concerned. Now we have a guy from Chicago who will no doubt improve international relations, you would suspect, and who also looks like he will personally get involved in this in the hopes of a victory. So when you add all three of those together, it's a good sign for Chicago.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time as always, sports professor. He is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can also see him on CNN and ESPN each and every week and listen to him right here in this very time slot during the golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. Rick, safe travels to you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Dolphins 24-10. See you next week.
Ooh, oh, Rick is becoming, I'll tell you what, Rick Haro is quickly becoming, one of those sports handicappers that seems to be right on the money when it comes to the Dolphins.
He had him against New England. Nobody else did.